Classic 92 East Coast Radio.
Lloyd Gallagher, Bedside on East Coast Radio. KZN's number one in music station. Also, Daniel Bedingfield, If You're Not the One. Adele's Rolling in the Deep. In the next few minutes, we're going to be talking about parents on Normalize This and if they've ever made you pay rent while living at home. Happy Friday to you. Zoe in the back getting ready with a tattoo reminder. Go check our Facebook page on East Coast Radio. East Coast Radio's Facebook page. We have a live going on. You can see what's happening with the tattoo, how far they're going. Seems like it's going pretty smooth. She hasn't screamed. I haven't heard any weird, strange noises. But I want to talk about parents for a little bit. We do our Friday feature. It's called Normalize. We put out a situation and we decided we should normalize it or not. And parents are pretty cool. Even if they do make you pay rent at home, you can understand so because life's expensive. And if you're working, why not contribute? I think we all know someone who may have moved back home, and this is also the reason why sometimes millennials are so angry at the older generation, because property prices have increased, the economy is in a rut, and mostly because of the people before us. And that's why we find a trend of adults, young adults, particularly between the ages of like 20 to 34, moving back home. Maybe you actually haven't even moved out of your folks' house yet because it's just so expensive, you know, and toilet paper is so expensive and all the other things that you think of when you move out of home that you probably never thought of when you were staying at home, that actually these things cost money. I remember when I turned about 19, 20, that was when the conversation came up with my mom, and she was like, you're working now? Because I was working while I studied. Ambition. Anyway, so she suggested that I pay a little bit of rent. Not a lot, but something to contribute, and it teaches you responsibility. And I did that. But when I got my first job, she was like, okay, cool, now it's time to like pay the piper. And I figured out, listen, if I'm going to pay you rent, I may as well go pay rent somewhere else and do my own thing and live my best life. Regret that, because then I found out how much toilet paper costs, that your washing isn't miraculously ironed and cleaned, that you got to make dinner every day. So also perks if you're living at home and you get to pay rent, because all of those things are done. We want to hear from you. 0617929495. Should we normalize parents making kids pay for rent as soon as they're 21?
Hi there. My daughter has been paying her way since the age of 15. I gave her a job and I said to her, she's got to learn how to work with money. So yeah, she's been doing this since 15 years old. Half of everything being school fees, food, rent, clothes, every single thing, she's paid.
I suppose it also depends on your folks. I mean, I know some friends who have really waxed parents, and even in their late 20s, they still, everything is paid, even their cell phone contract. They just live their best lives. And then obviously some folks who can't afford to do those things, and you have to contribute.
I think they should pay rent, because if they're living at their parental home and paying rent, they will learn responsibilities. So when they go out into the world and when they want to start off on their own, they will know the cost of living and they live a responsible life. This is from Idalina of Tongat.
Hey Vic, I don't think that's a good idea for parents to make their kids rent. Oh my gosh, no. And my own home, having to pay rent, I don't think that's a good idea. More especially if you're not fit enough to stand on your own. Like for myself, I'm 20 and I'm still adversity. You know, I can't take care of myself. That means if next year I will have to pay rent in my own house. No, I don't think that's a good idea.
So, I mean, okay, I'll get back to you, Samo. There's something I want to say, but I don't want to be spicy just yet.
I, for one, am staying with my parents. I'm over 21 and they do make me pay rent, but my opinion is we shouldn't have to.
Yeah, you didn't ask to be brought into this world.
Hi Vic, I totally agree. I feel that, you know what, kids should be taught responsibility from a young age. It also helps to prepare them for, you know, the future and for reality, because not everything is rosy, and once they get a feel of what it is like to be paying your debts, they will be prepared in future.
Like, once you figure out how much toilet paper costs. Lee Cole, I Don't Want to Wait on KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio. And we have a very brave young Zoe in the studio. You've just had your tattoo done. How do you feel? It looks pretty.
I feel amazing. It's so cute.
I'm so proud. Thank you for going first. Are you happy with Paul's work?
Super happy.
Where did you put it?
I put it on my
I'll take a picture and put it on social media.
What's your social media?
ZoeCC88.
I love it. I think it's cute. I've seen it. I'm nervous because I'm about to go in and get mine done. So head on to Facebook and then look for East Coast Radio, our page, like it. And we're going to be live in the next few minutes. Actually, I'm going in now. Halfway through my tattoo, Paul Wheatley is here at East Coast Radio today. And he's given me and Zoe, who entered the competition this week, we gave you the opportunity to get a matching tattoo with me to mark 1 month working at East Coast Radio and living in KZN. And we both finally... Well, she's done. I'm getting mine done. I'm halfway through. You chose the old vintage boombox. And I must say, it is not painful at all. I was expecting a lot more pain, but there hasn't been an ounce of pain yet. You can go and check it out all on Facebook, East Coast Radio. We've got our live video happening. And also, we will post pictures in the next few and we'll chat to Paul Wheatley. He'll tell us all about it. But thank you so much for saving me from the bunny chow. For now, we are asking you, should we normalize parents making kids pay for rent? 0617929495. We know it's the thing. People still live at home, even if you're in your early 20s, mid 20s, late 20s, 30s, even in your 40s. Life is expensive. Toilet paper is expensive. I cannot stress that to you. Think twice before you move out of home. But also, is it fair to expect your parents to cover all the costs even if you're still living at home?
Hey Vic, I think it depends on the situation. Like before, in the olden days, it was easy to say when you're 21, leave the house or parents, because back then you were 18 and you went and got a job and you started working. So by the time you're 21, you're working. By the time you're 25, you're married. It was easier. Now you get children, they come out of school at 18, they can't find school, they take a gap year or they go and upgrade at 19, then they only start their first year at 21, then at 21 they finish their first year at 24, and then at 24 they can't find a job. So it was easier back then to say at the age of 21 go or parents, but nowadays it's just adding too much pressure to a life that's already difficult.
Svezi, that's why millennials are angry. They're angry at the boomers because they feel we've been left with a very dirty economy that we need to clean up.
Well, it's purely dependent on the scenario. If you are a parent, and as a parent, if your child has reached the age of 21 and not yet able to sustain themselves on their own two feet, and as a parent, you are able to assist, then no, don't charge them rent. But the moment they are able to sustain themselves in terms of earning an income, it's the only way you're going to teach them responsibility and at the same time show them what the real world is all about.
I don't want responsibility.
Then yes, charge them rent or ask them to move out.
No.
Simple.
Well, that's what I did. So my folks, my mom said I paid like a discounted rent when I was like 19, started working while I was studying. And then when I started making bank, she was like, it's time to pay the piper. And I'm like, oh girl, if you're going to make me pay, I'm going to go live somewhere else and I can do my own thing, you know, come and go, have whoever I want over, eat what I want, that sort of thing.
Hi there. I think it's a great idea. I've been paying rent since I was 18 and started work, and now it's taught me so much, and I know exactly how I need to budget and take care of myself, that if something does happen to my mom or dad, I'm able to take care of myself.
You know, even though I pay my own bills, I still sometimes wonder, what do I do? How will I live? How will I look after myself if my mom dies?
It's a great idea. The earlier you learn, the more responsible you'll be when it's time to leave the house and have your own kids.
Hi, East Coast Radio, this is Audrey. I've been paying when I was young, and the first job I had, I started paying board from the age of 16. And with me, my children, the minute they start working, I expect board. It's very nice because it actually teaches the child to be independent and know the value of money, so they don't tend to spend wild. They must pay rent.
Audrey, if your kids are listening right now, they're going to try delay finding work as soon as possible. Well, for the longest possible time. Okay, now we've reached a verdict. Mr. Robot Man, are we normalizing parents making kids pay for rent as soon as they're 21? I love you always forever. You're on East Coast Radio, and we also had some Dark Side Days from Zio. It's an exclusive as well. So I am almost done with my tattoo, and at this point I would like to say hello and also thank you to Paul Wheatley.
It's a pleasure, my brother. How are you keeping?
I'm good, thank you. So Paul is our amazing tattoo artist, and I just have to say that I've had tattoos before and I've always felt pain, and I woke up with such anxiety this morning for two reasons. I was worried about the pain. Also, having a tattoo, it's a very serious thing that you commit to because it's for life.
That, I think that's the biggest thing. It's like, I think more people struggle with that anxiety of, I'm going to have this forever. What if I don't like it? That's a big step.
And also, Paul Weekly, and I'm not just saying this because you gave me this tattoo today, but you are an amazing artist. I didn't have any pain today. There was no pain. So please tell us about this technique that you use where we don't feel pain.
So generally, it's been a thing. So I think it's more just the technology and the products that we use. So I like to invest in my clients. So I buy the best equipment, I buy something that's going to make it quicker, and also that's going to like soothe the skin. That's like even the little products that I'm using on your skin. Yeah, just all for the clients.
If nothing but the best is your brand, then you need to get involved with Paul Weekly if you're looking for a tattoo. I mean, how can we get a hold of you? Where can we find you? Come for a consult?
So at the moment, I am working privately, unfortunately, due to the whole COVID story. But most of the time, everything I do is on social media. So I'm strictly about Instagram. Like, I love it there. That's where I do everything. So my handle is Paul_Wheatley_9.
Wheatley, like Wheatley. That's a spelling bee.
That's correct. Yes.
There we go. Well, thank you. This is amazing. We're almost done. Paul, you've got a couple of more lines to do for me, but it's brilliant. It's beautiful. I love it. And I'm more excited about the fact that it wasn't painful. And you're also part of my KZN East Coast Radio journey. So thank you for being a part
of
that as well.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Vic Naidoo, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.